Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you will be uplifted, inspired, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. Today, I have a guest with me, someone who is a fellow Jamaican like myself. His name is Gershom Green. I met him recently in a church setting. Wherever we go as Jamaicans across the world, we are going to encounter other fellow Jamaicans at some point or another, if at least one. And we have a tendency to detect each other by our accent. Our accent is undeniable, I have to say. So we were talking a little bit some days ago, and he consented to share a part of his journey with us today. Gershom's ambition is to become a lawyer, a corporate lawyer. And today he'll be sharing with us or what life has been like as he continues to make his way to his ultimate dream of becoming a lawyer. Thank you so much for joining us today, Gershom. Go ahead and share your story with us.
Nadine, I believe it's important that people, once they have a lifelong dream, be able to stick to this dream and this journey. No journey that I know about has ever been easy. I've seen the journeys of many of my family members, especially my mom. And I think most of the lessons that I have learned were from my mom's journey. It was very difficult for her having two kids back in Jamaica as a school teacher. And she really faced many challenges along the way. But then she had her dream. And it was interesting to see how she navigated, these challenges to ensure that she got to her dream. And I think that was something that she imparted on both her children, that look, during life, you will face many, many obstacles. It started, from high school, being able or not being able to afford many things that others were able to afford. Nonetheless, she instilled in us, in order to achieve your dream, there's a very important element, and that major element is education. Being an educator herself, she really instilled in us and pushed us to go the academic route. And so we were born and raised in, as they call it in Jamaica, the ghetto, Kingston 5. And she said, perhaps the only way to elevate yourself and obtain your dream is to, first of all, getting that education. So we were pushed, and we
What
both
school did you
ex
attend?
oh well I attended, well, depending on where you want to start from, but I attended St. George's, the college in Jamaica. After, St. George's, went on to University of Technology, Jamaica.
Okay, good school.
So went to UTEC, and interestingly, something happened whilst at UTEC, because you're fresh out of high school. I didn't really study for my CXEs, to be honest. That was one thing that my mom was very upset about, because she was pushing this education theme. Didn't
You were
study
naturally
for.
bright then.
No, I wouldn't really say. I mean, I've been told that by a few lecturers and teachers in past, but I personally wouldn't say that. I just think that I'm able to connect quickly to subject areas. So yeah, if you want to
What was
say
your area
naturally
of
bright.
interest? What areas were you strong in?
Well, before going to UTEC, in St. George's, I focused on business. There was science and there was business, and I chose the business. So I did like accounting, POB, stuff like that. So went to UTEC, pursued business administration, really wasted some time at UTEC. Two of my very good friends from back in the days, we got discontinued. It's a thing that UTEC says: when you fail three subjects, you're discontinued. And that's when the challenge and life really started for me,
After how many
because
years? How long did you attend before you
just after
discontinued?
one year
Okay.
just after the first year, you go through UTEC just coming out of high school, and it's just really fun and more fun. And yeah, then I went, my mom said, look, I was paying for your school fees, you have to now go and finance yourself. So I got my first job. It was a clerical job in an insurance company and did actually well. And so I was referred by a colleague. Her relative worked at this other company. Yes, I got in, better pay, better position. And I think that's where life really started. I reapplied for UTech after being out for a year, got back in, started to go part-time, that's in the evening after work. And yeah, the rest is history, you know. So when I speak about challenges, you know, people will hear me say that I've gone through, you know, many challenges and they would never understand what I mean. But, you know, you're discontinued after a year and there's that reset in life. You still have your dream, but you have to reset and navigate through those challenges.
Is there any particular reason why you chose UTech?
Oh, well...
Or is it because you already accumulated some credits and you just wanted to pick up on the credits that you already accumulated?
No, because I had to... Like, it was a reset, totally, because you had to start from the beginning.
Okay.
However, UTech, I believe, is... The country's, Jamaica's premier educational institution when it comes on to at the tertiary level. I know many persons would say, oh, UWE, but the practical knowledge that you gain.
For those of you who don't know what UWE is a university of the West Indies.
Yes.
It's one of the renowned universities in Jamaica.
Yes.
So he's making a comparison between the University of Technology and the University of the West Indies. And for him, it was the University of Technology.
Okay. I believe that the practical element of UTech gives the student so much more, you know, because it was said that UWE was theory-based, whilst UTech would give you the practical approach. And because I was, you know, thinking along the line of business, that was best for me because you had to do sales.
So let me ask this now. So you're doing the business courses at UTech. What
yes.
is the ultimate dream now?
Aha, well, you know, like I mentioned to you, I was working part-time, got another job with more responsibilities, another insurance company. Mm-hmm. So I was working with some lawyers, and that's where I recognized that law was quite an interesting area. And so it now transcended from business to having a dream to becoming a lawyer. You know, I think that the important bit was the monies that these lawyers were getting, because I saw some of these bills. And I'm like, so they're actually getting so much, they're being paid so much money. I think the initial attraction was the money, but then I recognized that the role was really to create these solutions. And so that was quite interesting to me. And so I said, you know what? I want to be a lawyer one day. And I had a friend who also went to St. George's, who actually went to the UK to do law. And just around the same time when that thought of doing law, I saw him. I saw him in New Kingston one day when I had lunch break. And I said, but I thought you were in London. And he said to me, yes, but I'm just back for a short time. How are you doing? And we started to have this chat and catch up. And I said, you know, I actually want to pursue law. And he actually gave me the university that he attended, and I started to do some research myself, you know, because being in Jamaica all your life and really just traveling to the US, not really being to Europe, you know, is kind of a daunting thought. So far, you know, as Jamaicans, you say, oh, Europe is so far away. The US is just right there, but Europe is just so far away. However, I gave it some thought. And I started putting the necessary steps in place in terms of making the applications, working out the finances of how I would be able to afford it. Did the research, made the applications to the university in London, got accepted. But then, to do law.
Okay.
But then there was this fear. It was the fear of the unknown.
Fear factor.
You know, leaving your relatives, you know, going to this faraway place. And so I deferred for a year.
Mm.
I was actually to leave in 2012, but I deferred for a year. And, you know, my mom said to me, look, if you have your dream and you want to obtain that dream, regardless of the fear factor, you just have to embrace that challenge and go for your dream. And she had a serious talk with me because she said, you're wasting time. You know, if you really want that to be your dream, go for it. And in 2013, the end of September 2013, I left Jamaica, went to London, started university. So it was new country, new city, new challenges, you know, being a black man in the UK, that's a whole new world of challenges, you know, not having that support system around, you know, learning the way of life of this country. However, it took me a while to adapt. You know, the weather, of course, is totally different from back home in Jamaica. However, I soon, you know, got on board to the way of life and how to actually navigate.
Right.
What
was your greatest challenge?
Interesting question. Greatest challenge to adopting in the UK, I think I would say not one, but two. The first being the weather, because in Jamaica, it's very sunny and warm. The UK is very cold and gray. And so that was a huge challenge for me, adapting to that change. And secondly, Jamaicans are a very warm and friendly people. And that may not necessarily be the same for the people in the UK. And therefore,
and in other places that we go, because
yes,
like you said, we are friendly people and we're accustomed to the laughter, the warmth, and this,
yes,
and this easy way of going. And then we go to other countries, because I've spent some time in the US and I had the same culture shock. It took a while, because as you develop friendships, then you realize that it's not so bad. It's there,
yes,
but when you find your little circle and your space, then it's not, you're better.
And it's interesting that you mentioned that once you find your circle, it gets way better and the situation improves, because I now connected with some friends from UTEC who I went to UTEC with. I connected with them, and that connection, life started to get so much easier, you know, because they would, you know, help me to embrace what the city and what the country had to offer, because obviously they had been there for quite a while. And so, yes, just with familiar faces around, familiar voices, life became a bit easier. Yeah, but London was, I think London has to go down in my books as a huge turning point in my life, because when I was in Jamaica, I recognized that there were many things that I took for granted, you know, and the London experience made me recognize that things like family, things like friends, good weather and good food, you know, just these simple little things,
right,
that we would take for granted, you know, we should always cherish them. The plan was just to go there, do my law degree.
Did you get to complete it?
Yes, and go back home. And I'll never forget, I had to do a dissertation, or some people may call it thesis. And I had a supervisor from Norway. She was a professor at the university. And she called me in one of the supervisor meetings that we had, she said to me, Gershom, you know, what do you really want to achieve? And I found it a very queer question. And I said, I want to become a lawyer. And she said to me, well, just doing the law degree alone won't get you to where you want to be. Why don't you do a master? Because based on the setup, you had to pursue tertiary education, that's the master, and go through some training to become a fully fledged lawyer. And I said to her, but I didn't have that in mind. And she said, well, think about it, because I think that you have the potential, you know, based on, you know, the work that you have been doing in your thesis. I think that the potential is there. You just need to take that extra step.
How long did you study for in the UK?
Pardon me?
How long was the program in UK?
Okay, so the law degree is 3 years. It's the LLB. They call it LLB honors. It's for 3 years. And that's just a law degree. And at the end of that, as recommended by my supervisor, I went on to do the master, which is called the LPC in law and business. And yeah, again, several different challenges, you know, several different experiences. However, with the support of that supervisor, I was able to gain some financial support, you know, because that was the next big question, you know, how are you gonna be able to finance doing a master? The plan was just a degree, and that's 3 years in London. And London is perhaps one of the most expensive cities in the world. Anyone who has been to London or who has lived in London can tell you that London is very expensive. So right. Yeah.
Just like New York, it's either one of them has the edge. Either it's New York or London. I don't remember, because I was talking with some friends recently and we were discussing London and New York two of the biggest cities comparably. So I'm not sure if, but yeah, they're both expensive.
Yeah, yeah, it's very expensive. But like I said, you know, with the support, her support, I was able to tap into some resources. And this is something interesting or important for those listening to understand, you know, support, having a support system, whether it be family, whether it be friends, whether it be your university professors, it's very important, because they have values. In this instance, my university professor was knowledgeable of various resources that could be tapped into. And so she was able to guide me in that direction.
Where did you do the master's?
In London. Okay. I did one in London, and then we're still in the London. We haven't
gotten. Okay, I thought you said you went back to Jamaica.
Yes, but we still are in London mode. We didn't.
I see.
We haven't come to the Germany phase yet.
Okay, so you're still in London.
Still in London. Did the master, and it's after the master that I briefly went back to Jamaica. And that was prompted by two things. One, it was a sad occasion. My aunt passed. So that was one of the major. But also, you know, the whole immigration system, the immigration setup in the UK is very rigid. So my permit would have expired eventually. And there was no job prospect, immediate job prospect. Again, some of the challenges as a non-European person from the minority group. So regardless of, you know, having all this qualification, the challenges are available.
Right.
And I'm just being politically correct, you know.
Yeah.
But there are significant challenges for persons of color, persons from minority groups, regardless of your qualifications. Yeah.
What was your greatest takeaway from the London experience?
Again, that's a very interesting question. I would put it at mental strength. London showed me how strong I was mentally. That's the greatest takeaway for me. We can now transition into the whole Germany.
Right. But before you get there, you hit a very important point, because a lot of people go through stuff and they don't recognize that whatever adversity we go through, it is just preparing us for the next level.
Yes.
Because there was a next level coming up for you, I'm sure.
Yes.
And so this little phase or part of the journey is just preparing you for what's next. As you're listening, whatever you're going through right now, and you see it as something overwhelming and you're asking the question, why am I going through this? It's just preparing you for the next level. That's all. Take it with a positive attitude and just ride out your storm, they say. Ride out your storm, yes. Because it will get better.
You know, as they say in Jamaica, it's a bump in the journey. Yes. Just take it that it's a bump or a pothole in the journey. But, you know, just embrace it. And you know, it will get better eventually. Yeah. So, yeah, I was talking recently to a very good friend I have in Germany. Now we've transitioned into the German thing. So I came to Germany.
Before you go there, how did Germany, this country, Germany, that is so far out, became a part of the picture in the first place?
Well, I tell you, whilst in law school, one of my good friends from law school in London, she's German or half German, and her cousin came over one summer, I believe, and you know, we got on well and we kept in touch.
Okay.
And she, I must admit, is the person that has caused me, or that paved the way for me to be in Germany. Because I'll never forget, you know, she said to me, Gershom, you're so qualified and you can't get a job, you know, be it London or Jamaica. Why not try Germany? And my immediate response was, are you mad?
Because just the language alone is a very huge barrier.
I tell you, I said to her,
not a language that is easy to learn.
I said to her, are you mad? And she said to me, well, think about it. And I thought about it, and nothing was happening my way in terms of job opportunities. And my mom said to me, look, what do you have to lose? You will add to your academic achievements, because obviously I would have to come here and pursue additional studies, as well as you'd have the opportunity to learn a new language. And I said, you know what? Let's embrace this new challenge.
Right.
And here I am in Germany, did a master, which is now the LLM. Again, not going into the different...
What does LLM stand for, by the way? Sorry.
So it's the Master in Law.
Master in Law. Pardon me. Yes. I am not a law student, sir.
That's why I said I won't go into the whole, you know, because okay. You have LLB and you have LLM. So I did my LLM with a focus in European law.
Okay.
And just reflecting back on this journey, oftentimes I speak to my UTech friends, you know, Gaynor, I'll name them, yeah, Gaynor, Antian, I tell you, Marcel, you know, these people help keep me not only grounded but sane, you know, during my London time. I mean, there are many other names, let me be clear about that, but especially these. And we were laughing just recently, you know, and Gaynor said to me, you know, Gershom, if you need to write a book, you really need to write a book to share some of your experiences, your detailed experiences, so that people can actually recognize that life was not very easy. And despite all the challenges that you're faced with, you overcame all these challenges. And she's like, Gershom, not because I'm your friend, but not many people could have done what you did, because many persons would have chosen to give up.
Right.
But you didn't.
Right. What was studying in Germany like for you with the language barrier? How did you navigate?
Well, the master actually was one of the few programs being offered in English.
Okay.
At the university. And so, I mean, if I had to study in German, then that would not be an option, to be honest. But I did the master in English. And it's after completing the master that I decided that I should try and really learn the language. Again, that's another huge challenge, as you know.
Tell us now, are you living the dream? What happened after completing your studies in the university in Germany? What happened next? Because we're talking about Gershom living the dream or accomplishing the dreams despite the obstacles and the challenges. And
there is a saying amongst internationals in Germany that studying is just the beginning of the challenges that you will face. Because obviously, you complete your studies, now it's time to transcend and get that job. And that's where it became very interesting. You have the qualifications on paper, but law, I will put this out there. There's a saying in London that law is for rich, white, old men. There's an informal saying. Law is for rich, white, old men. And I fit none of those categories. And so you can imagine being here in Germany as a black man trying to engage the legal profession. There are opportunities, perhaps not as a lawyer, but where you can utilize your knowledge. You may not necessarily be called a lawyer because of the work that you are able to do. However, if it is that you are able to utilize some of the skill sets obtained, then by all means, no problem. Because again, there are things that I would have to explain, because here in Germany, you would have to do what is known as the STAT exam, which is a separate designation for law or to practice law here. So right now, they would not necessarily call me a lawyer. They would call me Jurist, as the Germans say. So that, you know,
what's the word?
Jurist. So there is Rechtsanwalt as the German designation for lawyer. And there is Jurist. Maybe my pronunciation is not the best, but that is just like a business lawyer.
Do you know of any other black lawyers in Germany?
Yes, I met two black lawyers, one from the US and one from Ghana, here in Germany. And they're doing pretty well. You know, they have adopted and they have integrated quite well. So,
You know, for those who are listening and are interested.
I do risk management.
Risk management. Okay.
Yes.
Are you happy?
I am happy because it's challenging work. It's challenging work. And I will tell you, you have to be practical, because this, I view this as a stepping stone. So I'm still on the journey to getting to where I want to be, to getting that designation as lawyer.
Right, but I view, that is the ultimate dream.
Yes.
So how long have you been working in risk management? I know you mentioned earlier off air that you have been in Germany for 3.5 years now. So when did you complete the studies and how long have you been working in this area that you're working now?
So completed my studies. The studies took a year, and the rest of the time was really trying to obtain employment. So now I have been employed now for a year. Just about a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still on the journey. It's not over until it's over.
The journey. And I think even as a human being, the journey never ends, because every day you can learn something new and you improve as an individual. It should never end, because I think the minute the journey ends is where you're not bettering yourself. And the objective really is to be that better person. So really, to those listening, the essence of what my story or my journey should reveal is really that if you have a dream and a goal, regardless of the obstacles, regardless of the stumbling blocks, regardless of the challenges that will come your way, just keep that focus. It's easier said than done. Let me put it out there. However, rest assured that, you know, if you stick to your goal and your dream, then it will be beneficial in the end, or it should be beneficial in the end.
Thank you so much for that. Life is not easy. Nobody said it would be a bed of roses. Just keep pressing on and just finish what you start. You finish what you start. I just want to thank Gershom for sharing with us today. And some key words that came out while he was sharing were reset. Sometimes you start your journey and things get in the way that deter you from that progress. But nothing is wrong with resetting. Sometimes we need to step back and come again. And he also mentioned about fear factor. If you can find ways to face that fear, face it.
You know, one thing before we end, Nadine, I must say this. And I think my mom, in all of this, in all of my journey to date, my mom has been extremely instrumental in my journey to date. You know, be it financial, be it spiritual, you know, all the different aspects that you can think about, she has been there. You know, when I have been down, she's cried with me, because I've cried many tears along this journey, and she's been there to cry with me, she's been there to pray with me. She's been there at every step to support me. So my mom has been my rock.
A big shout out to Gershom's mom, because of course perhaps Gershom couldn't have done it without you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story. I've learned a few things about you that I never knew before. I hope that you'll come again and share other layers of your life, or other phases of your life, if you will. But thank you for sharing this little bit of your journey. And of course, it continues. And maybe it's sometime in the future when you have completed the bar and is actually practicing law, you could come back and share that part of the journey with us. Again, thank you for joining us,
Gershom. Thanks for having me, Nadine. And I really am thankful to have the opportunity to share this story to hopefully inspire and empower others.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.